Okay, hello, and welcome to the friendly Alex Jackson Week Show. And today will be the hits of yesterday, which if you were listening yesterday, you'll know what that means. And we'll just be playing a number of pieces either made for specifically for radio, collaging mixes, stuff that's been put together from anywhere from 1980 to the present. And we'll be mixing another, just sort of mixing some stuff right here, as well as a few, and also these mixes are made by a number of people. Some of them are from Ed Special from Ann Arbor, Mr. Data Dog from Berkeley, California, Bill Gridley, Mr. Jay Walker from San Francisco, and I've probably forgotten some other people there. Anyway, that's mostly what it is, and we'll be experimenting with radios, and other stuff. Maybe some MRI machines. Okay. Well, yeah, there we go. We'll be going for almost an hour, unlike the 6 hours yesterday. What are you talking about? Huh?
Size of a pinhead, you lost it many years ago. It's back behind your left ear somewhere, under a bone that medical scientists don't have a name for, so therefore you know how to find it.
many of you didn't have enough 9 years ago? How many of you didn't have enough 8 years ago? Seven? Six? Five? Four? Three? Two? One? And you still don't have enough.
This comes.
In the Northeast, we're on top. WPTO. Detroit.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Radio.
Radio.
Shot hit two.
This flat tire needs a man. But when there's no man around, when there's no man around, Goodyear should be. Why? Watch this. New Goodyear Double Eagle carries its own spare inside. Lifeguard safety spare. A tire in a tire. Keeps on going. Next time, give her a second chance.
Time to say arrivederci to Italian food. Come back to an American classic. Armor corned beef hash. The hash loaded with...
Raid! 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 Raid!
Yes, Raid. New bug killer discovery from Johnson's Wax. Raid contacts and kills all kinds of bugs indoors. Raid hunts them down like radar. Sweeps bugs from the air, attacks them as they crawl, and kills them dead. A little goes a long way, kills bugs even where they hide. Yes, Raid kills flies, mosquitoes, roaches, ants, all kinds of bugs indoors. Outdoors, Raid protects your garden, too. A little kills insects that attack flowering plants, evergreens, vegetables. Caution, ordinary household sprays kill plants. Raid saves plants. So don't buy several bug killers. Get Raid, first bug killer for house and garden. Raid house and garden bug killer.
When hay fever pollen invades your sinuses, brings runny nose, watery eyes, take Vistan. Vistan's like sending your sinuses to Arizona. Yes, Vistan's like sending your sinuses to Arizona. That is, Vistan helps you breathe free and easy, as if you were far away from pollen or allergy irritation. Yes, Vistan's like sending your sinuses to Arizona. Helps dry, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes. You see, Vistan tablets shrink swollen, congested nasal and sinus passages which cause runny nose and watery eyes. So you breathe free and easy fast. So when pollen invades your sinuses causing hay fever miseries, don't wish you could be in sunny, dry Arizona. Just remember, Vistan's like sending your sinuses to Arizona. Get Vistan decongestant tablets.
Thank you.
your time and interest.
This is the land of sky blue waters, land of cool enchantment. Listen. Of sky blue waters to you comes Hams, the beer refreshing as the crisp, cool land it's brewed in. The beer that captures for you the wonderful refreshment of this enchanted Northland. Hams. Hams. Crisp, clean cut to the taste. Refreshing. Yours from the land of sky blue waters.
Clothing industry has been plagued by the economy slowdown, higher prices causing cancel orders, unsold inventories, and many business failures, all adding up to a banquet for our delivery of tons and tons of the best clothing values in our history. Right now, Palooka is liquidating these stocks of summer and all season merchandise, all at unheard of prices. You'll save 50, 60, 70% off and more in every department. Our label liquidation sale going on right now at both Lansing locations.
Rainbow Lake, a better way to live.
Boqueros.
Además los sonidos.
Amistad Caracas de Víctor Pérez.
Winner.
Jackson de Hidalgo.
Mr. Robot.
Sábado 22 de marzo.
En el Aragón.
Gánate tus boletos.
Escuchando la que buena.
105.1.
Con orgullo mexicano.
For happier sounds, stay here with WG. Go, go!
W-O-89-W-X plays more music.
To enjoy a bigger event at stake. But man, when it comes to beer, there's just no sense to spend extra money when you can get the finest Aaron Brew 1002 at the popular price. That's what I said, and that's what I mean, because Aaron Brew is the finest beer you can buy. And that's why it's the number one beer in the Northern Ohio area. New Aaron Brew 1002 is balanced for good taste. That special formula 1002 makes this the beer that is not too dry, not too light, but balanced just right to really satisfy. So folks, you take a tip from the old king and give it a try. And your very first sip will tell you that here is a true beer flavor that just can't be beat. Enjoy the finest. Save money. Always ask for Aaron Brew Formula 1002. And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Take a nice, long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records.
Well, we have a lot more commercials, but we don't have time for all of them. So we're going to play them. We're going to do some compression on these. There may be some residual subliminal effect, and so you better watch out for that. So, all right, here we go. Well, we'll start with... this one.
Hi there! I'm a Cool Pop. This is how you buy me at the grocery store. Of course, a Cool Pop's no fun to eat like this. But zap me into the freezer, and then little by little, I freeze into a squeezy sack of frosty. Oh, frozen fun!
Your garden, too. A little kills insects that attack flowering plants, evergreens.
Newest edition. This is Cupid Puss for Valentine's Day. And your participating Carvel ice cream dealer would just love to show and make a Cupid Puss Valentine's cake. There it is, Cupid Puss. And you can send it to a friend by calling the toll-free number, 800-327-GIFT. We honor most major credit cards. Thank you.
So are you ready? Let's head on into the radio station and meet our friend, the DJ. Through the door here. And then up these steps to the broadcasting studio. Here it is. Let's go inside.
I'm the creature!
That doesn't sound much like music to me. But there's sitting over there. He's got a microphone in front of him, and he's got all sorts of controls and knobs and levers on a panel board. Well, he looks pretty busy, pushing buttons and turning knobs. Maybe that's where all these funny noises are coming from. We've come to take our musical adventure.
Then you're good, buddy. I'll be right back after this message. Well, hello, pretty lady. How goes it? Just a minute. I'm almost done here. I'm fine-tuning the controls on this console.
Thank you.
Oops, well, there, that's better.
Gee, what's that for?
Well, I'm sure you know that in a radio station, we send music over the airwaves to the places where people are listening to their radios. Today, instead of doing that, I'm going to send you out over the airwaves to the places where people are making music. And this special transmitter that I put together myself is how I can do it.
That sounds exciting.
Now, depending on the kind of music I play, you'll be sent out to a concert hall, or a recording studio, or a jazz club, or maybe even way out in the middle of the country.
Wow! I can't wait!
Well, you don't have to wait, because I'm ready to play my first number. I'll just put it on the turntable.
Exciting!
It's made better. It's always delicious. Try a bottle tonight. Discover for yourself the friendly flavor that makes first choice in the entire Great Lakes region. Always save for finest flavor and enjoy the best.
Achtung! 6, 3, 2, 1, 6. Christmas Channel. Listen.
Checking your references also. Remember, we'll be checking your references also.
That's right, friends. Look at this car right here.
Friends,
look at this car right here. This is brand new 1984 Chrysler 5th Avenue. Oh, what a discount on that car today. Wait a minute. Oh, look at this.
How about this car right here?
How about this car right here?
How about this car right here?
Oh, look at this. Like, oh, look at that. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Oh, look at this. Look at that. Like, oh, and how about this? Friends, look at this over here. There it is. How about that price? Oh, look at that. Look at this. Look at this, friends. Now look at that. Oh, look at that. Ah, ah, ah. Wait a minute. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that. Oh, look at this.
Wow. Look at this. Look at that. Let's see here. In Jenkintown.
That's right, friends. Look at this car right here. Right here. Oh, oh, look at that. Oh, look at this. Look at that there. Wait a minute. Times have changed, and the cars have changed. That's right, friends. Look at this car right here.
Calm down a little, they say.
Look at this. Look at this, friends. Ooh, wait, do you see this? There it is. Oh, you save a bunch of money on that car today. Oh, look at this truck. Ooh, look what we have over here. Look at that. There it is. Oh, look at that, friends.
How about a citation?
Low down payments. Low down payments deliver today.
Of course it is.
Oh, look at this, friends. And that's not all. Look at this car right here, friends.
So what do you do?
Ooh. Oh, ah. Oh, ah. Oh, look at this, friends.
Oh, where do you see this?
There it is, friends.
Now you can push it in.
You can tow it in. Or you can pull it in.
You can push it in.
You can even drag it in.
Pull it in. That's not all.
Now, you could push it in. You could pull it in.
Or tow it in.
You could push it in. You could pull it in.
Where do you push it in?
Well, you could pull it in right here. You could tow it in. Or you pull it in. Or even drag it in.
You could push it in.
Or you could even tow it in. Or you could push it in. Pull it in.
Guess what?
You tow it in. You could even drag it in. Right here. Right here.
We'll see ya. Here.
What do you do? Look at this, friends. It's going on right now, right here. Now is the time to buy all the candy in the entire North America continent. Today! There it is. Look at this, friends.
Look at that. Look at this.
Look at that.
Wait till you see this unit. How about this unit?
So what do you do? Well, what do you do today? Oh,
that's right, friends.
I didn't. You can pull it in today.
Ooh, look at this.
Right here.
artists in fun and innovative ways.
But, oh, yes, I love his music. I like his sound.
He's different and he's awesome.
He's my favorite.
His stuff, you don't hear it anywhere else. It's 106.7 music.
I'm just thankful every single day.
Light FM.
The power to persuade other people to do what you want them to do is not a gift handed to you on a silver platter. It is a power that is earned. It grows year by year in those who pay the price for it. A great part of this power lies in the knowledge and use of words. Know them. Make a point of knowing their emotional power. Develop the habit of using the right word in the right place. This will mean clearer thinking, greater self-confidence, more persuasive utterance. Love words. Hoard them. Enjoy them.
Ooh. What do you do? That's right, friends. Oh, the candy. Oh, so we'll see you here. Here. Right now. Right here. Or right here. Ooh. Right here. We'll see you here. We'll see you here. We'll see you here. We'll see you here. Right here. Today, let's pick a phone. Let's give us a call, or we'll see ya. We'll see ya. Here.
Let's pick a phone. Let's pick up the phone. Let's pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone! You give us a call!
Un Tite. They'll be playing tomorrow. No, I'm sorry. 1 a.m. March 30th. Which day is that? Sunday night?
Sunday night. Yep.
Sunday night. 1 a.m. Un Tite. And they'll be at the Drome. At the Drome, 85th Avenue.
No, 85 Avenue A.
Between 5th and 6th. That's in Manhattan. What that was resurrecting of Lithuanian tunes, folk music, right? But with a different instrumentation, jazz instruments conducted by Dalius Nojo. Okay, I got that right. So there you go. So and they'll be that concert will be also broadcast
on WKCR.
WKCR
89.9 FM.
All righty. Well, I think we're going to switch over to a more art theme batch of things, and we'll see what else happens. But first, a little bit of something. Some dead air. We're going to do a little dead air. And then maybe we'll get to some radio noise soon if we can.
México.
¡Qué emoción! ¡Gracias, eh!
Gasolina gratis. El resto.
Helping you unwind after a stressful day.
There it is. Cupid Puss. Order a salad and help yourself.
Come on, people!
Light FM.
Con orgullo mexicano.
And the Ad Council. Your easy listening wave of variety. Wave 101. WAVV.
Estamos de parranda con la nueva 105.9 Puro México, mezclando en vivo.
Of course, a cool pop's no fun to eat like this.
Consider the absence of indication to be the indication of God's will.
Purchase any pricey art, ask questions.
How much is it going to cost me?
Make sure you buy from a reputable gallery or auction house. Find out if the work has been documented. Is there any published literature of the artist? And find out if the piece has an exhibition history. Ask for a copy or record of that history. And finally, don't be pressured into buying any artwork.
All right, I'll buy it. No, I haven't got a dime.
It's great. I'll buy it. I'll buy it.
Why don't you buy it?
As often said, art is in the eyes of the beholder.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I have nothing to say.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Indisputable.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
We did not like it. What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Sorry, I'm not interested.
I'm sorry, I can't afford it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
It's entirely different.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Maybe.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I'm sorry, I have no need for your product.
I'm sorry, I can't afford it. What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
You are indeed sorry specimens.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir? What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Now it takes the grand prize.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Infamous.
Sir? 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 Sir?
Infamy.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I'm sure that's absolutely necessary.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Infantine.
What do you think of... What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Already have it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I love it. I'm calling the art museums. They'll tell us if you're a great painter or not.
Art museum, good afternoon.
Say, can you come out and look at a painting?
Why should I? I've hundreds to look at right here.
Yeah, but we think we got a brand new old master here in...
Look out!
Oh, good evening. We seem to have had an art exhibition here. I realize artists are supposed to suffer, but I can't understand why they insist on sharing their suffering with us.
Because I'm an artist. An artist must suffer.
This one is called Nursery Wall.
I see you're suffering too.
This is just an artist's conception. It's a
strawberry jam.
Yes, I'll buy that.
Now we come to the prize winner.
The combination of all women.
I wonder what this one's called. Nude with necklace.
Arnold's nude at a filling station won first prize.
Well, if it isn't Porky Picasso, the painter of a million nudes.
You know he has a lot of talent.
I'm not in the market to buy now.
I don't think this is a painting you should be allowed to look at too closely. So while I am appreciating it, I shall ask you to look at another exhibit. One that may not be a work of art, but is wholesome enough for your children to watch.
Hi, gang. Now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show. I drew this cartoon all by myself, but shucks, it wasn't hard because I'm an artist. I hope you like it.
This is the art season in New York. At the Metropolitan, the Guggenheim, the new Whitney Museum, Museum of Modern Art, and here at the elegant Wally F. Art Galleries, where art lovers see a show that marries art with fashion. This abstraction, called Caperland No. 1, is not a painting and it's not on canvas. It's printed on Caperland nylon and can be worn. So fashion models walk through the art galleries wearing chic dresses in the same prints that are framed to hang on the walls like old masters. And what's more, this art is washable. Leading dress designers think the bigger, the bolder, the wilder the print, the more artistic the dress, such as the dresses styled by Cobb's Corner. And the same bold prints look even more so in dresses for little girls by Tiny Town Togs. But is it really art? Or is it just another fashion fad? Maybe it's both. Now that a posh art gallery gives its nod of approval to the print explosion in fashion today.
Van Gogh painting, and I will start the bidding at a large amount of money. Large amount of money? Thank you.
Sorry, I'm not interested.
Good. Do I hear enormous amount of money? Thank you, sir. Absolutely enormous amount of money? Good. Yes. Ridiculous amount of money? Thank you very much.
Already
indeed,
have it.
Sir. Now, do I hear an unbelievably ridiculous, oh my God, who are these people with that sort of money to spend on paintings amount of money? Thank you, sir. Who will give me a grotesquely obscene? You could build a hospital with that. And anyway, that picture doesn't look worth $5.99 in the theater.
I'm just not in the market right
now. Go in, folks.
Can't afford to buy anything now.
Picture of a tennis player scratching her bottom. By Van Gogh.
But most of these works are out of the range for many people. How do these prices sound to you? Picasso for $1,400, Miro $1,500, and Cezanne for $2,400. The paintings look authentic, but the prices are much lower. That's because they're copies of the masterwork.
There's no use in your coming out until I know how much it is and what it's going to cost me to buy it.
Big business.
How much is it going to cost me?
It's good business.
A good way to check the quality of sale merchandise is to ask the merchants.
Tell me, mister, is this a good piece of rib steak?
Yeah, baby.
Very good.
What do you think about this?
If he says the merchandise is not good, do not buy it.
It's great. I'll buy
it. It's good business.
Think about it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Where's my money?
Think about it.
I think I'll stop.
I think I'll stop.
Please stop.
I know artists. They don't stop.
think I'll stop.
Please stop.
All right, it's 2 o'clock. And up next, it is...
It's Russ Garrett. We'll be playing new music from Old Geezers just as soon as we get the CD queued up and ready to roll here on Neighborhood Public Radio.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed, Neighborhood Public Radio. Until that time...
Yeah, I love Alex's poster.
Well, are you going to sit here and I will transfer... This is your control.
Right. Yeah, CD's in there.
Okay. Here's this.
Transfer of power. Is that what it is?
Transfer of power.
All right. Where is the...
And then we need to find which pot is the CD pot here.
Yeah, and how to turn it on. Anyway, hi, everybody. It's Russ Garrett here, Neighborhood Public Radio, broadcasting live from the Upper East Side and worldwide on the web at neighborhoodpublicradio.org.
Okay.
So...
that'll be that one.
As soon as we figure out how to fire up the CD player,
so
we'll be set. Okay.
And you want to play the CD?
Yeah, we want to play that first cut. All righty then.
Of the track, coming up and down, that folks still got the scars.
And there you have it, the first of our new music from Old Geezer's show today. That's 10 years after. Now, you remember them from the 60s with Alvin Lee on the lead guitar. Well, it's not Alvin Lee anymore. A young man by the name of Joe Gooch playing lead guitar and singing King of the Blues there. The rest of the group is still the same, though. Leo Lyons, Chick Churchill, and Rick Lee. 10 years after on Neighborhood Public Radio. 91.7 FM on the Upper East Side of Manhattan and worldwide at neighborhoodpublicradio.org. Up next, we got a gentleman who used to be the lead singer for Savoy Brown. He was on their three biggest albums back in the 70s. Dave Walker sang on Street Corner Talkin', Lion's Share, and Hellbound Train. He's been out of action for a long time. Came back in 2005 with a tribute album to Sonny Boy Williamson called Mostly Sonny. Here's Dave Walker and the Ambulators with Keep It to Yourself. And just to kind of keep that to yourself, if you don't mind. Great band, along with Dave, who, as I mentioned, was the what many consider to be the voice of Savoy Brown. The Ambulators consist of Mick Avery, drummer for the Kinks, and from the Peter Green Group, we also have Nigel Watson on guitar, Ray Majors, who used to be in Mott the Hoople, also on lead guitar, Roger Cotton, who was with Peter Green's Splinter Group. He does the keyboards. Don Crane on rhythm, and Mr. Keith Grant from the Downliner sect on the bass there. Dave Walker and the Ambulators from the album Mostly Sunny, a tribute to Sonny Boy Williamson. I'm Russ Garrett here on NeighborhoodPublicRadio.org. Up next, another relic from the 60s, Mr. Eric Burdon. Eric Burdon and the Animals, you remember them, House of the Rising Sun. Eric's had a new album out every couple of years for the last couple of decades. His latest is called Soul of a Man, and this one is called Devil Run, Neighborhood Public Radio. That's The Devil Run, Eric Burdon, that long-haired, overfit, leaping gnome from his latest album called Soul of a Man. I'm Russ Garrett here on Neighborhood Public Radio. You can join us, well, if you're listening, you already know where to join us, 91.9 FM, or on the web at neighborhoodpublicradio.org. And the theme of this hour is new music from old geezers, guys that we know from the 60s and 70s, with their latest efforts. Up next, we have a song. These guys never really did hit it too big here in the United States, but they hit the scene in England back in 1964, and they've been going, I won't say they've been going strong, but they have been going since then. They had the actual first rock opera preceding Tommy back in 1967. They recorded an album called SF Sorrow, which is regarded as the precursor to Tommy. 1970, they had an album called Album of the Year by Rolling Stone magazine. It did absolutely nothing for them. They release albums infrequently, most of the time to critical acclaim and very few sales. Their latest is no exception to that rule. These are the Pretty Things from the United Kingdom, and it's called The Beat Goes On. Pretty Things, The Beat Goes On and On and On. Russ Garrett on Neighborhood Public Radio, Thursday afternoon. Lots of great music coming up this hour. New music from old geezers, including Ray Davies, Robin Trower, along with Jack Bruce. We've got Ringo Starr, The Yardbirds, Vanilla Fudge, and John Mayall all on the way. Up next, though, a song by John Fogerty. He, the main and driving force behind Creedence Clearwater Revival, had a great solo album out last year, quite properly called just called Revival. And it's just, I would say it's probably one of the best new albums out by one of the old guys. There's been some really good music out this past year from what I like to call the old geezers. And this is one of the best from John Fogerty's album Revival. It's called Can't Take It No More. John Fogerty with a pretty stinging indictment of the war in Iraq. Short and sweet, to the point, just like Creedence Clearwater Revival from the days of old. Now, at the top of the hour, I played you a new song by the newly reconstituted group 10 years after. I mentioned that Alvin Lee no longer in the group, but Alvin Lee is still active, and it's a good thing, too. He's got a new album out called Sagittar, which is kind of a combination of Sagittarius and guitar, since Alvin is a Sagittarian. It's a pretty good blues rock album, and I think you'll like it if you pick it up. Here's a, I'm going to slow it down just a bit here with a slow song called Motel Room Blues. Here's Alvin Lee on Neighborhood Public Radio. That's the latest from Alvin Lee on Neighborhood Public Radio, the Motel Room Blues. By the way, this Neighborhood Public Radio deal is really cool. What it is, they set up in different towns and neighborhoods around the country, and it's like a temporary deal. They're going to be here in New York through the end of May, and they're operating under a grant from the Whitney Museum as they celebrate their biennial. And anyone can just come by and walk by the station, come on in and say, hey, I'd like to do a radio show, and they'll sign you up. How cool is that? That's what happened to me. Came in a couple of weeks and go, say, hey, I'll do a radio show. And they said, all right, Russ, go ahead. Knock yourself out. Next up on the Old Geezer's new music program, we got one from Ray Davies of the Kinks. He's got a new album out called Working Man's Cafe, and this is the title track.
Looking for the working man's cafe in the shopping center of the town. Looking for somewhere to fit in among the retail outlets. Bought a pair of new designer pants where the fruit and veg man used to stand. I always used to see him there selling old apples and pears, chatting up the pretty girls with knocked off goods in the van. Working man's cafe. Everything around me seems unreal. Everywhere I go, it looks and feels like America. We've really come a long way down this road, moving our surroundings as we go, changing our roots and culture. But don't you know? The time of day at the working man's cafe. I thought I knew you then, but will I know you now? There's gotta be a place for us to meet. I'll call you when I've found it. I only hope that life has made us a little more grounded. Hey man, I see you now. It's really good to see us come so far, but haven't we forgotten who we are? Taking out a larger loan, equity relief and mortgages. We all seem to pass the time of day online at the internet cafe. And if you forget my face, in case you've forgotten just who I am, the kid with the greasy spoon firmly held in my hand. Don't you know I was a working man? Long ago we were a working man, and we sat and spent the time of day at the working man.
That was nice. Ray Davies, Working Man's Cafe, Neighborhood Public Radio. How you doing? It's the real Russ Garrett here. Hey, slipped into that DJ mode again there, didn't I? Having a lot of fun. Listen, if you're enjoying the show today, join me next Thursday, different time. We're going to do it at 11 o'clock in the morning. Garage Rock-A-Go-Go. Be doing a special show on Garage Rock next week. But as we continue with new music from old geezers, another fantastic album, one that I just really like a lot, came out a couple of months ago. It's called Seven Moons. Robin Trower, along with Jack Bruce. Jack Bruce of Cream fame and Robin Trower of Procol Harum, and also quite famous in his own right, put an album out called Seven Moons. And this is my favorite track off the album. It's called A Bad Case of Celebrity on Neighborhood Public Radio.
Whose face is in the picture? Whose hand signed the autograph? Then someone thinks to ditch her, turn the diamond back into glass. The bad case of celebrity, but how would I feel if this was happening to me? To be famous, maybe more than all I got. Even tried to sing for us, treated like so much dirty trash.
Like that? I think I know a couple of folks that might have a bad case of celebrity. Jack Bruce on the vocals, Robin Trower, lead guitar from the album Seven Moons. Good afternoon. It's Russ Garrett here till 3 o'clock, Neighborhood Public Radio 91.9 FM, broadcasting live from the beautiful Upper East Side of Manhattan. And good afternoon to Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea listening on neighborhoodpublicradio.org. Gee. Up next, some old geezers that go way back. Back to 1964, when they were fronted by a gentleman by the name of Eric Clapton. Lead guitar changed a couple of times. Jeff Beck was in there. Jimmy Page. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992. The band reformed in 1994 with original members Jim McCarty and Chris Drea. Currently on guitar, they have a young man by the name of Ben King, who's just absolutely fantastic. John Iden, lead vocals and bass guitar. On the harmonica, Mr. Billy Boy Miskimmon. From their album Live at B.B. King's, recorded right here in New York City, here it is, the Yardbirds. Don't Tell Me About the News.
sometimes you just don't want to know.
And that's Don't Tell Me About the News, the Yardbirds on Neighborhood Public Radio. By the way, Yardbirds are going to be doing a great tour over in England, along with the Zombies. And then they'll be back over here in July and August. They'll be appearing once again at B.B. King's down on 42nd Street. For more information, you might want to check out my website. I guess I might as well fully disclose myself. I'm involved with the Yardbirds, and you can check them out at www.yardbirds.us. Got a couple of fans listening today. I've alerted you, and you're listening online. Want to say hi to Rick up in Connecticut, Rick Barnes, and Mark McCabe down in Virginia, doing some work for the U.S. Navy, hopefully withdrawing plans for withdrawal from Iraq. But that's another story. Let's get back to the music of new music from guys that have been around forever. Now, here's a guy that you'll know for sure. Ringo Starr's got a new album out. It's called Liverpool 8. And here's the title track on Neighborhood Public Radio.
I was a sailor first. I sailed the sea. Then I got a job in a factory. Played Buckland's Town with my friend Rory. It was good for him. It was great for me. Liverpool, I left you. Said goodbye to Madrid Street. I always followed my heart, and I never missed a beat. Destiny was calling. I just couldn't stick around.
Liverpool, I left you. the latest from Ringo Starr. It's called Liverpool 8. That's the title of his new album. Russ Garrett here on Neighborhood Public Radio as we continue to feature the music of new music from people who've been around since the Stone Ages. Let's just put it that way. This next group hit the scene in 1967. They had a heavy version of the Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging On. They've kind of made their name doing cover versions of other people's songs. I'm referring to the Vanilla Fudge. They got a new album out, too. They did an entire album of Led Zeppelin songs, which is kind of interesting. This one we're going to play for you was from the Led Zeppelin 3 album. Here's Vanilla Fudge. This is the original group, by the way. All four of the originals got back together a couple of years ago. And this is called The Immigrant Song. You're listening to yours truly, Russ Garrett, on Neighborhood Public Radio. The Immigrant Song is done by Vanilla Fudge, Neighborhood Public Radio. Russ Garrett here, just for a few more minutes. Got time for maybe one song, perhaps two if we can squeeze it in, as we feature new music from guys that have been around for a very, very long time. Next week, next Thursday, from 11 to 12, I'll be doing a show on Garage Rock A-Go-Go. So if you're into Garage Rock, make sure you join us then for that. John Mayall, he's been called the godfather of the British blues, and he has been around a long time. I think John's about 74 these days, still going strong, puts out great albums every couple of years. His latest is called The Palace of the King. It's an album of Freddie King songs. And this is the title track, The Palace of the King. Here's John Mayall and the Blues Breakers on Neighborhood Public Radio. John Mayall on the Blues Breakers in the Palace of the King. Hey, that's all the time I have. Thanks for listening, everybody. We have Poets for Obama coming up next here on Neighborhood Public Radio. I'm going to leave you with a new one from The Who. It's from their latest album called The Endless Wire. See you next week at 11 as we do a show on Garage Rock A Go Go. I know this place isn't truly real.
flames and sprays. The light will find me, will bend toward me. Yeah, I'm marooned in a billion days. I'm drunk with you, and I can't explain who or where I am, or how I'm in pain.
Thank you.